For Star, this is Julie Kanya. I'm here with Hillevi Gustafsson, one of the organizers of Half Cut this year. Hello, Hillevi.
Hello.
Festival has been running for 9 years now. What has the 2012 edition new?
Well, we've really tried to focus on making the festival look and feel like a proper film festival. So we worked on redesigning the logo. We have a great graphic artist who did it for us. We've been trying to build the website and so that it's something that's sustainable that can move into the future for future Half Cut film festivals as well. We had more emphasis on the pre-selection jury as well. We had Patrick O'Hare and the winner of the People's Choice and Blockbuster category from the 6-year Film Blitz come and join the committee for the pre-selection. And then we were really pushing to again have it in the new Picture House Cinema because we think it's a really good idea to allow student filmmakers to see their films screened in a professional setting. We sent out the call to submissions to all Scottish universities because we really wanted to get pretty much every student filmmaker in Scotland to be involved in it. Yeah, we just really wanted to continue and push forward and to build something that can then be built upon next year. So that's not just for this year. We're really not just thinking about this festival. We're thinking about the festivals to come as well.
On what criteria were the movies chosen?
I can't actually comment on that because I myself submitted a film, so I wasn't part of the pre-selection jury at all, which is probably important to note because since I'm on the committee, it would be pretty bad of me to also be, you know, submitting films if I had anything to do with that. Like I said, it was the two external jurors who came in to do the pre-selection as well as members of the committee. So there were probably 5 or 6 people there, and then they all had a vote and then a debate about which films would go directly to the awards ceremony.
And on what criteria were the jury chosen?
Well, Patrick O'Hare, who's the association president, we thought he would be a good choice just because he is a very visible character in this town and he's really supportive of student events. And so we thought we would definitely want him to be involved. Then Maya Crawl-Fry was the winner of the 6-year Film Blitz and she's made a feature-length film before coming to university as well. So and she's been a judge at various film festivals in London, like smaller film festivals, so we thought she would be a really good addition. And then the members of the committee are all part of Rogue or part of the film department and stuff like that, so that's kind of what we thought would be a good idea. And then for the judges for the awards show, they've all in some way, shape, or form been in part of the performing arts or film scholarship.
So have you managed to see anything else with On the Rocks, or are you planning on seeing something?
Well, unfortunately, I was involved with the art show last night, Half Cut tonight, so I've been really busy. I haven't actually had a lot of chance to go to other events that I haven't been involved with, but I went to the art show, and that was a lot of fun.
What happened to the People's Choice Awards on Monday?
Well, unfortunately, we had to cancel it because we ended up not having enough films to really justify having a separate awards night. So we selected, I think, 7 films to go to the awards ceremony directly. And then we're going to have the usual categories, like Best Director, Best Writing. But we're also going to add a People's Choice category to the awards on the awards ceremony tonight so that audience members can vote on the films that were selected. So that it's just we wouldn't have had enough films to really fill the like a full 2 hours, which is usually what the People's Choice would have been. And so it was a shame, but we didn't really want to put on a bad event just because we felt the need to put on an event for the sake of it. But hopefully people will come tonight and then they'll get a chance to have their say on the films.
And finally, can you give us a brief overview of what's in store for tonight?
Just awesomeness. Just general. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Tickets are £6 each, and you get a free drink at the MPH bar, and it's going to be black tie, but, you know, what we basically mean, we want to have a fun night celebrating movies, and it's just going to be a good time all around, I think.
Thank you, Hillevi.
Thank you.